and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. Yes, we need to overcome. You need to overcome. I need to overcome. We all need to overcome. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. That is what Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. Brethren, I know and I understand that many of you, many of us, all of us, have temptations, problems, sins that we're dealing with, things that we must overcome, whether it might be cigarettes, drugs, fornication, gambling, cursing, bad thoughts, temptations, or depression, or mental situations, mental problems that we have with our emotions and our feelings, relationships, lots of different things to overcome. Today, I'm going to give you some tips, some things that I did myself to help me overcome when I was in my worst and most tremendous difficult battles of my life. So I encourage you to run and get a piece of paper and an ink pen really quick so that I can share with you these things that I have personally applied that I know will help you to overcome whatever it is that you need to overcome. And one of those things, the most important thing, is to claim the blood, also known as pleading the blood of Jesus. Yes, you need to plead the blood, claim the blood of Jesus over yourself, over your property, your house, your household, your family, your spouse, your children, your car. By pleading the blood of Jesus, you're claiming the spiritual power that Jesus' blood has over sin, over death, over darkness, over evil, and over every weapon formed against you. You need to claim the blood of Jesus and claim it daily. Revelation 12, verse 11 tells us how that we are to overcome the devil. Revelation 12, verse 11 says, and they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, that they loved not their lives unto the death. So not only by claiming the blood, claiming the power, the spiritual power of the blood of Jesus, the power over death, over sin, over temptation, over darkness, over evil, and over every weapon formed against you, not only claim that blood, but also testify. Testify of the victories that you've already seen and witnessed. For they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Every time that God answers your prayers, gives you provision, gives you blessing, when God gives you peace or contentment, you need to share your testimony with other people. And even if God did something for you a year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 20, 30, 50 years ago. Don't lay that testimony down. Continue to share that same testimony to the next generation, to the next friend, to the next person in the grocery store, to the next person that has not heard that story yet. For there is power in your testimony. You need to testify because all of life, everything in life, every day, every person, every situation is a court trial. Life itself is a court trial. And we need to testify. I solemnly swear on the Bible that this is so. I saw it. I heard it. I testify that God is great, that God is love, that He answered my prayers, that He saved me, that He healed me, that He did this for me, that He did that for me. And I never, never get tired of sharing the testimonies of what God has done for me. Tell the new Christian, the new convert, the person that just prayed, the person that just got baptized. Tell the teenagers and the kids and the older people. Tell the people of the power of the Almighty God. Amen. And another thing you need to do is to confess with your mouth to God. Romans 10 verse 9 and 10 says, if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt confess also and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. We got to open our mouth. Amen. It's not enough to only just believe and keep our mouth shut. We have to believe and confess verbally, out loud to ourselves, to God, and to others. I believe and I know that God is real, that God is good, that God is just, that God is right, that God is love, but He also expects clean living, repentance, and obedience, honor and respect, because He is our elder Father, and He deserves all the honor and respect and obedience. And how can we say we love Him or even believe in Him if we refuse to obey Him with the honor and respect that is due to Him? Amen. In 1 John 1 verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you have unrighteousness in your life and you want to overcome it, you have to confess that you have that unrighteousness. You have to confess, brother. You have to confess, sister. You have to confess to God and to others. The Bible says that we are to confess our sins one to another. Because when you confess to another human, then they can pray for you. They can be there for you. They can check in on you if you want them to. They can be there in the middle of the night if they're a true friend, to hold your hand, to pray you through the temptation, to give you the support that you need. Amen. But we have to confess what our sins are. We have to humble ourselves. And we cannot overcome temptation without doing any of these things. We have to do every one of these things. Every step I'm sharing with you today is necessary in order to overcome. We also must accept Jesus and His love, His mercy, His grace, and His forgiveness. And once He forgives us, then we must forgive ourselves and stop holding that sin against us, because that is the tactic of the devil, the accuser of the brethren, constantly accusing the brethren day and night before the throne of God. Once God forgives us, once Jesus forgives us, we're forgiven. We have to stop holding it against ourselves. And we must confess to others that we have chosen to live for God. We have made that decision. We have surrendered to God. I am a Christian. I am saved, and I'm going to live for God. Don't come to me with those drugs anymore. Don't curse in my house. Don't do drugs in my house. And do not curse in front of my children. And do not do drugs in front of my children. I am saved. I am a saint of God. I am redeemed. Respect my house. Amen. You have to put your foot down. Amen. Confess to others that you are a Christian. And yes, they will test you. And you need to pass that test. You need to stick to it. Put your foot down. There are certain people that you need to put out of your life. Change your phone number. Even move if necessary. There are certain people that you need to put out of your life. Love does not mean allowing the enemy to dwell in your house or to visit your house or to knock on your door. The Bible is clear that we are to come out from among them and be separate and touch not the unclean. We are not to hang out with those who are still in the wickedness. Amen. We're to come out of our former ways. Because if you're an alcoholic and you hang out with another alcoholic, your victory is only for a limited time, because that person will drag you back into that alcoholism and so forth. Same is true of any other sin or problem that must be overcome. And you must burn or throw away all influences such as pornography, horror movies, certain kinds of music, magazines, letters, decorations, gifts that people's given you in your lifetime, anything you still got in your life that is a bad influence, throw it away, destroy it, burn it if necessary. Don't throw that pornography in the dumpster if you're just going to go out 2 hours later and get it, but rather rip it. Rip that pornography to pieces, shred it, burn it, destroy it so nobody else gets it and so that you cannot go and pick it back out of the trash. Same thing is true with certain types of music and movies and magazines and stuff. If it's influence and it's a temptation, get it out of your house and get it out of your life. Another thing you need to do is to anoint your house. This is how you anoint your house, is to take any type of oil, olive oil, or even water, and say with a drop of that oil on your finger, put it on your forehead, put it on your house, put it on your doorway, put it on your car, put it where you need to put it, that drop of oil or that drop of water, and say, in the name of Jesus, I anoint myself. In the name of Jesus, I anoint my house. In the name of Jesus, I anoint my husband. In the name of house, I anoint my child. In the name of Jesus, I anoint my wife. I claim the power of the blood in the name of Jesus. That's what you are doing with anointing. Is you're claiming the blood, you're claiming the power of God, and you're asking God to come in. You're claiming authority over the evil in Jesus' name. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.